Well, folks, we have a treat for you, and we are in Anderson Valley, and I'm with Tex Sawyer, and this is Scharfenberger Cellars. Now, I've had a hard time today getting around that name, but, you know, I love their chocolate, I love the wines, and it is just a special situation. I get to see you once a year. You're a very busy man, and today we're going to be talking about three of your sparkling wines. These are just available in the tasting room, and that's pretty exciting in itself, so you need to take a trip up here into Anderson Valley, and there's a lot to allure you up here to this valley, including Mr. Tex Sawyer himself. You've been making wines here for 23 years at this particular winery. Love this valley, and it's just becoming, every day seems to wake it up just a little bit more.
Oh, yeah. It's a beautiful place to live. We've raised our children here, and we have, well, let's just switch over to what we're doing with the tasting room. We have three sparkling wines that are available only in the tasting room. That's our Blana Blanc, which our most recent release is a 2007. It's a beautiful wine. It was 5 years in the East Lees, a year on the cork after disgorging. We have our Cremant also, which is traditional style Cremant, lower pressure style, and it's also finished as an extra dry. Works very well with spicy cuisine, also a cheese plate, cheese and fruit. And then finally we have the extra dry, which is a traditional extra dry, and that we add just a little bit more sugar to it. It says finishes at 17 grams per liter.
And the tasting room is right on 128 here in the perfect, in the thriving metropolis of Philo. There's about 26 population here. It's very exciting because Roeder State is here and Golden Eye is right here and now Domaine Anderson is right here, and you've been here for many years before all of these folks, and it's very exciting to taste the wines and to be up here. I take a step back when I get up here.
Does take you back into the rural times of our history of our country. Everything here was based on agriculture. Before that, the Pomo Indians lived here for probably 10,000 years, so it's a very beautiful rural spot. Every road coming in here is a winding road, so it keeps the large masses at bay.
Folks, we're going to enjoy some great wines here, and where are we going to go food-wise? We could have quite a large lunch here with these three wines if we were going to focus on each one of them separately.
Oh, yeah. With the Blanc de Blanc, really, it's a white fish crustacean style wine. Oysters obviously come to mind, but also it goes very well with prawns and coconut cream. The Cremant is more spicy cuisine style. It goes with Caribbean, goes with the Pacific Rim fusion style food, also a cheese plate. And the extra dry, you have a group of people getting together for an afternoon just to hors d'oeuvres. It's a great wine for that.
I think we've covered every meal that we're going to be eating today, and we're going to be very happy people. Tex, thank you very much for your time, and let's dig in here, and I'm going to enjoy this. Cheers.
Cheers. Bon appetit.